this is Kenya, and welcome to my Magical Cottagecore Life. Today, we're going to do something fun. It's been a while, and I think we need to get out of the kitchen and out of our personal gardens and try something new, something social that we can get together with others to enjoy. Now, I understand that the content of today's little jaunt is so along the line of people who would probably be women, but it doesn't just have to apply to women, it can apply to men as well. So this is going to be fun, but it's going to require exercise and effort, which is always good, and a little detective work just to make sure you can find the location you need to enjoy this. So I need you to open up your big book of stuff and turn to the section on fun outings, because today we're going to talk about a cute little thing I like to call parasols and putting. Now, you can tell by the way that we started this off, parasols and putting, that this is really more lending itself to putters and parasols, and that's why I named the episode what I did. But it really is the other way around, because the parasols are more important than the putting, because that's kind of what makes the fun of the outing. And what you're going to need to do first, though, is to find yourself a miniature golf course. There's a reason I'm saying miniature golf. You don't want to make this an actual golf game, because that is a completely different kind of ordeal. You may not want to do that. I mean, I understand it's very sociable, but in this case, I'm looking more along the line of something that's short and fun and accessible for people who might not be able to dedicate the time you need to actually play a course of golf. Also, it's open to all skill levels too. I can't talk today. So this will be a little fun. So for this to work, you need to find first your own little putt-putt golf or miniature golf section. Once you find it, then you go to the next part. For that next part, what you're going to do is actually have to decide what kind of parasols you're going to use. Now, when I say parasols, I mean exactly what I say. Parasols, as in you're going to need to find the little bitty sunshade umbrellas that we call parasols. And there's so many different kinds of parasols. There's even the satin umbrellas that look like paper umbrellas. And I love those so much. The ones that are Asian inspired, that are silk or satin with the painted flowers. My daughter and I have a lot of fond memories from when she was really small. Every year, I would buy new satin parasols. And every year, we would go strolling. She actually had some beautiful garments that would always match her parasol. I would wear white, and she would wear pink or peach. And she would have the pink parasols, and I would have the white parasols. The other colors we just ignored. Now, the other thing is that in getting the parasol, it's not just about getting a parasol, you know? You need to tailor this a little bit. This is a fun event, after all. So somehow personalizing your parasol is paramount. Yes, I wanted to have a little bit of alliteration right there. Just a little alliteration. See what I did there? Wasn't that cool? It's not a mom joke, but it was fun. Okay, so one of the ways that I like to make a parasol my own is the easiest way is to like add a little something to the handle. You can wrap it with ribbon. You can wrap it with sequins. You can even glue rhinestones or acrylic jewels to it, depending on how fancy schmancy you are. Just make sure if whatever you put on there is not going to interfere with the action of the parasol being able to go up and down. You should never interfere with the operation of what you're using. Also, keep in mind that if you're going to be holding the parasol, it's not like an umbrella. Parasols in general don't have a hook on the bottom. So you need to make sure that whatever you're putting around that handle is not going to come off with a lot of use and it's not going to be irritating to your hand. Many years ago, I had a good friend, and she was my club sister in the motorcycle club that I'm a member of at that time in my life. And yes, I was in a motorcycle club. Surprise! Surprise, surprise! Surprise, surprise! Okay, let me stop. Let me stop before I get a copyright strike. Okay, so yeah, I was in a motorcycle club. And it wasn't like anything wild or anything. It was just a group of people who enjoyed motorsports and motorcycles and would get together and talk about it and eat barbecue and drink sodas. Well, I drank soda, and then, you know, I have a Miller High Life in my past, but that's about it. And had candy. That's about it. But anyway, back to the point. So I remember for her birthday, she really like the color purple. So what I did, I got this white satin parasol, because where I used to work at Lynch's Costume Shop, or Lynch's House of Sequins, also known as Lynch's Theatrical Supply, none of which are open anymore. This is not a commercial, but I used to work there, and I got this beautiful satin parasol. It was about 36 inches tall, and I just completely remade this thing over as far as decorations. It started off as a white satin parasol, pretty plain. I added plum colored marabou all around the side, all around the top edge of it. I put crystal AB rhinestones on it of different sizes. I think they were number 16 and number 20. I don't think I did number 12. The crafters in here will know what I'm talking about. And yes, I did use E6000. I added beads. I really, really did this up. And it was absolutely gorgeous. And she hung that in her room because she was so happy to get something unique like that. So when you're doing your parasol, don't be shy. Go all out, because part of the fun of this is going to be later when you take the pictures of your outing. Now, because we're talking about parasols, the natural presumption might be that I'm saying to dress up in a fashion like a little Lolita girl or something. One, ew, we're not going to force anyone to dress any way they don't want to dress. Number two, you can wear jeans. You can dress up in cowboy attire. You can dress up in biker wear. You can dress up in whatever you choose. You can dress up in your garden attire. You can dress up in after five wear. Just as long as you have your parasol, that's all that matters. But if you do wear costumes or something fun and zany, like a T-Rex costume or something, it's only going to be more fun, but it'll make it a little bit more difficult to actually work with the golf clubs. But that's up on you. The other thing is that you want to make sure that everyone's comfortable and that the golf course or the putting green place, the mini golf place, actually allows you to carry parasols, because in today's world, unfortunately, people have to be super careful and sometimes they won't let you bring them in. So call first. Another thing you want to do for this particular outing is to have a destination for after you finish your round of miniature golf. And if it's an outdoor place that has an actual separate eating area, then this will work out beautifully. If not, you need to pick a park for after, because once this whole putting green is done, you take your photos during this, you want to meet up and have an informal tea, a fun little tea party together. And I don't mean a high tea. I mean just everybody still with your parasols, in or out of costume, just taking pictures, having fun, singing songs, and making a day of it. And before you say what songs, definitely anything that has to do with the 1800s, ragtime, or row, row, row your boat? I don't know. It's up to you. I'm not the boss of you. But the best part part of this is that you also get to compare your score. Sometimes we get caught up in competition, and this is not that day. This is not the day for that. Also, gentlemen, if you wanted to make a parasol that had nothing to do with frills and stuff, which you might still want the frills, hey, you can have whatever you like. I think that's wonderful. Remember, Louis the Sun King had plenty of frills. However, if you want to make it a little bit more macho, you could always add something like some conchos or some spurs, or even put some little patches on it, like in plaid or something, or really go all out, add some cording or some rope, add something else. You could even add patches of tartan if you wish. Whatever you want to do to personalize your parasol is absolutely awesome. And if you can't find a parasol that actually does it for you, then yes, if you have to, you can use an umbrella and you can do things to it that way. You can even find one of those sports umbrellas if you want it to. That applies to the ladies as well. I'm not judging you. Anybody can do whatever they like. It's your parasol. You do what you like. Personally, I would recommend that after this whole affair, if you could have your own homemade food brought in, that would be great. But if you're in a situation where you're using their facilities, you may not be able to bring in outside food. But wherever you meet up afterward, if you can bring outside food, I'd recommend bringing something whimsical, something fun for the tea party. Now, I have a few suggestions, that I think that would be appropriate. And one of those things are pettifors. Pettifors are great. I think you should maybe get into it. Another thing I think would be great is macarons. However, I also am one of those people that likes club sandwiches. I just can't eat bacon on mine, but club sandwiches are really good. They really just hit the spot. If you're not sure you want to do that, you could always bring little meats or little hors d'oeuvres, whatever you like, just as long as they're not heavy, because even though you've already played a really stunning and rousing round of miniature golf, you shouldn't overstuff yourself. It's not the best. If you pick a sunny day, those parasols are going to get really used too. So that's another thing that's really fun. And if I might be so forward as to suggest that it would be also a good idea to have all of your parasols lined up and leaned against a wall or against the picnic table once you've got the places set, and take a photo that way as well, because that it's going to be like a memory maker to the front of your photo album. Here in Michigan, we have so many miniature golf courses, it's not even funny. I think it's absolutely beautiful. We have so much grassland, but they do have a tendency to get wet and soaked because, again, Michigan is a peninsula. If you seek a pleasant peninsula look about you, if you're in Michigan, although we have two peninsulas, we have the Lower Peninsula and we have the Upper Peninsula, which we won from Ohio. Never forget. Never forget. Anyway, but we have our Upper Peninsula. So you can seek two pleasant peninsulas. But that being said, we have so much water here that it's quite likely you have a 30% chance on a sunny day of still encountering mushy, muddy waters. Even in the putt-putt golf that's not supposed to get mushy and muddy, we know that sometimes they do in certain areas. And if that should happen, I highly recommend you bring some overshoes or galoshes. Maybe this is not the time to wear your patent pumps, but you know, it's up to you. How adventurous are you? Once this is all done, you're going to find that it seems like a lot of work for just an outing, but that's how you make memories. And memories are what makes life a little bit sweeter, those good memories. I kind of have a lot of good things that I have had over life, and those memories keep me going, you know? Memories, new experiences, and the time that I spend with my friends. And we're friends, right?
And I really would like for you to try to reach out and see if this can happen for you, even if it's just one other person. But guess what? You can do it all by yourself as well. You can do it by yourself as well and take your own photos. Selfie sticks exist, and have your own parasol, have your own putt-putt game, just you and yourself. And it would be just as fun, and pack yourself a cute little lunch, and life is lovely. And it will be lovely also to see you here again next time on My Magical Cottagecore Life.